This is, I'm excited to do a workshop with you together, and thank you all for joining in our student-led conferences. I think we do things sometimes a little bit differently here as a student-centered school. We really believe in empowering our students to take ownership of their learning and responsibility, and we appreciate our parents for supporting and encouraging our girls. This week's parasha is Parashat Pekudei, and we have the completion of the Mishkan. And Klal Yisrael is putting so much energy and so much work into this beautiful thing that they're creating, a Mishkan, so that they can, so that the Shekhinah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu can come and rest. And I think it's a beautiful parallel for all the work that we do in our lives, that we're supposed to put in all this energy and all this work to create a place in our hearts and in our homes and in our lives where the Kedusha can rest in our lives. And we also know, and one of the themes that come up in parent conferences and in student conferences is that all of the work, while it's exciting and it's beautiful and it's aspirational and we have all of these wonderful ideas of what we want, sometimes there are also challenges. And so the goal of this workshop right now is to really create a space and an opportunity for parents to help their girls and for communication and to be able to really build a partnership both with you and with the school to help your girls achieve their hopes and their dreams in life. So what I did was, in order to prepare for this, I had asked the parents to fill out a survey and I asked students to fill out a survey. Students are actually better students than parents. More students filled out than parents did. So the students win on that one. But I thought it would be helpful to share survey results and to be able to then have a conversation about some of the results. So let's start with first. One of the first questions we have is a parent question. What are some of the hopes and dreams that you have for your daughter's future? So students, you can listen to some of the questions that your parents answered. So, and I really copied. I just copied and pasted a lot of the answers. It's not everything. So we have solid education, a strong sense of self-worth, high self-esteem, confidence. Another parent wrote to have great midot and to have an understanding of the challenges that make us stronger people. We need to learn and grow from challenges in life, to be honest, God-fearing, and to be able to survive in this world. For her to be successful in her career choice, to be emotionally and mentally strong. For her to have a beautiful family and for her to always know that she must continue to grow spiritually, no matter what. To become a true Jewish mother and have a career of her dreams. To get a very good education, have good midot, grow spiritually, have good self-esteem, good friends, love and respect herself, and have her parents and be a good person. It didn't say here, hopes and dreams is that you should listen to me as parents, which I think sometimes we feel, but I think it's also, I think these are very big dreams. To be honest, God-fearing, I want her to build self-confidence and spread Torah in this world. And we want her to build a solid foundation for her to be able to work hard for what she's striving for in all aspects of life. I like that this point was what she should work hard for what she's striving for, meaning we want her to help achieve her goals and her dreams and to build confidence in herself. That's a theme that comes up, this idea of building confidence and to discover her purpose and passions in life and preserve all that she achieves and her goals continuously. So I'd like you to take a moment. And this question, there are times tonight where I'm going to ask a question to parents, and there are times that I'm going to ask a question to students. So first what I'd like to ask is, for any of the students here in the room, can you tell me, how does this make you feel? Any student want to volunteer? Any reaction? Yes, Tippy. You feel loved and cared about. Gorgeous. Okay, Adele, you're sitting next to her. Yes. Thank you. Beautiful. I love the parents that filled it out. Feel proud that your parents took the time. By the way, everything's anonymous. I have no idea who did or didn't. It is really appreciated when people take the time to give feedback and to write. Any other thoughts? Any student thoughts? How does it make you feel to think that these are your parents' hopes and dreams for you? Angelina.
It's nice to know that they they really care about our spiritual side, also like emotionally.
Yeah.
And it's nice that they like have those goals.
That's beautiful. Are you a little surprised by this? No. Okay. So that's great. It's nice to know that the goals are more than just grades. By the way, here we are. We're at a parent-teacher night, right? Or a student-teacher night. And the expectation might have been that hopes and dreams would be that they get A's on their report cards. But actually, not one parent wrote that. Not one. Now, does that mean, therefore, that you should not do well on your report cards? Okay, I will not be the first principal in the world to say, do not do well on your report cards. Okay, please do well in your grades. Please do well in your classes. But what do you think it means that here you are, you go from class to class to class, from biology to math to chumash, navi to halakha, right? You're going from class to class. Your teachers are reporting on your homework and your progress and your this and that. And it makes it feel like that's when your parents come to school, that's the only thing that matters. But actually, when we asked them what matters, it was not the list of grades. Instead, it was hopes and dreams for who you're going to be as a person. And the grades are a tool to get there. Meaning, we want you to succeed. I'm paraphrasing for parents, because I'm sure, because I'm a parent too, I know what this means. We want you to succeed as individuals. We want you to achieve your goals and your dreams. We want you to be successful as a mother, as a Yorei Shamayim, as having a family, having a career of your choice, loving what you do. And in order to be successful, we want to give you the tools for success. And in high school, you're going to get those tools for success. Any student have a question on this, a comment, a thought, a surprise, a note before we move on? Nope, everybody gets this. Gorgeous. Now, parents, hold on to your seats, because this is going to get a little interesting here. Okay, we asked your daughters questions. Okay, wait, I promise it's anonymous. Here we go, ready? Okay, so the question that we pose to students is, what do you want your parents to know about teenage life? Here we go. We'll start. There's no particular order here. Even if we give them a hard time, we love them and appreciate them for being patient and caring for us. That's nice. Sometimes we need time alone, but it doesn't mean we don't love our parents. Okay, I know my teenagers sometimes disappear, and sometimes it feels bad, and sometimes I can go for a very long time without seeing them. So this is a nice comment. I like that one too. That we have tasks, and it's hard to study and take care of our siblings and the dishes. I didn't say it. They did. I'm just the messenger. Sometimes I say such hurtful, disrespectful things to my parents that I absolutely do not mean.
Sometimes.
Sometimes. Just sometimes. Just sometimes. And by the way, they're incredibly respectful in school, so you're all doing wonderful things right, okay? Because we don't have that here. Everybody's respectful here. There's a lot of homework, and after school, it is very tiring. I don't know about all of you, but I'm exhausted when I go home after school, so I totally relate. Just like they have to get up for work every day and come home and take care of their kids, teenagers get up early for school and are there for 8 hours, and then they come home exhausted, expected to do their chores, do their homework, study for upcoming tests, shower, and go to sleep on time. And sometimes we have it just as hard as them, if not harder sometimes. Sometimes. Okay. I don't know. I'm just repeating. Okay, another one that it's not so easy. We still don't know who we are. One day I will be friends with someone and the next day they won't even talk to me. Teenagers, all they need is to know that they matter and that they are more than their grades. So I hope that the previous slide told all of you that you are a lot more than your grades. It could be hard balancing school and home. Their choices affect us, and we are trying to learn the balance between school chores, family, and friends. And I just need support, not extra stress. Wait, there's more. Okay. Our lives are also hard, stressful, and overwhelming, and we try to do our best. I'm trying my best to succeed in my future. We are not perfect. It's not as easy as they think it is. They, meaning collective parents. Okay.
We haven't been there.
We haven't been there. We know your parents were there once, a long time ago, and you always tell us, wait until you get to my age. But right now, this seems as if teenagehood is really hard because it is the what stage in life we are in. Parents, please cut us some slack because our biggest problems feel as big as your biggest problems. And we get the same amount of stress and anxiety from life's challenges. So I don't know if we can compare challenges. And I don't think it should be a game of who has, or a tug of war of who has biggest challenges, but I definitely think that there's a lot here. It could be hard balancing school and home. It's hectic. It's not so easy. And high school is not a joke. So now I have a follow-up question because your girls did a lot of venting. Okay, we're not going to put this on an open house speech with all the stress, but if for people who say that school is just camp, it's not. School is hard, and it's challenging, and it's supposed to be hard. And I just want to say that to all of you before I ask the parents. I do want to say to all of you that the fact that it's hard is actually, I think, a testament to the fact that you're working and you're getting challenged, and that means that we all, teachers, students, everyone, is doing something very right. Because if it wasn't hard, then you wouldn't be challenged, and then we wouldn't be doing our job. So it is good that you're challenged, but I still think it's important to like really think about this. So I want to ask parents, what's your reaction to this? Just immediate reaction. To all of this. All of it.
How come nobody mentioned anything about fun? How much fun?
Oh, we're going to get there. We're going to get there. Do you want to hear about the fun? We're going to get to the fun. There's a lot of fun. You want to hear the fun? Where's the fun? Oh, weird slide. You want the fun? Here's the fun. What do you love about school? There's a whole page of that. We're going to get there. School is lots of fun too, but we're not there yet. I just think first we're going to sit in this, like there are a lot of things that are very hard. And all of our parents here tonight are there to help their daughters. So I think first is acknowledging and understanding all of this. And by the way, I see a lot of girls smiling. I see a lot of parents that are like not sure what to say. So any reaction? Any thought?
I think it's a good idea to give everyone their own space. Mm-hmm. Teenagers, they're just like us. They're just in a small version.
Okay.
They're still growing.
So it's important to give them space. Good.
They just need space, and sometimes they just tell my daughter, you know what? I don't need you to do this. Just go to your room and just chill.
And do your thing.
Time off.
Right.
It's okay. You know?
Right.
I didn't get to do that, and I felt really bad. But
right. Right.
So it's good on this generation.
Right.
A little bit more.
To give them a little more space. Okay. Any other reactions?
And I think even though adults have more challenges, but
yes.
They choose to
manage the challenges.
They
wow. That's very powerful. Yeah, that adults have the skills to manage a lot of challenges and that maybe teenagers don't yet have all the skills yet. Okay, I think that's a very powerful thing. Yes. Right.
Bigger obstacles in life.
True.
And the harder it is for them right now, the rewards will be greater.
Beautiful.
In the years to come.
Right.
And you can testify that.
Right.
Parents could do that.
Right. And that's what we said. We said hard work is important and we value it. And if you're not working hard, then we're all doing something wrong. And understand that this is training ground for life. And it's important to process. There's a lot here to process. Right? So I don't even want to tell you what to think yet. I want to hear more reactions. Any other reactions?
Sometimes we don't realize how much they hold in.
Right.
And we're comparing ourselves, like, oh, we went through it.
Beautiful.
Right.
Right. To be open and to realize where they're holding. Sometimes we don't realize where they are. Yes.
What I get from this is they're asking for less space and that respect and that unconditional love.
Right.
Right.
Right. Right.
Just stick together and love
right.
And
right. Yeah. I want to share with you something that my mother always shared with us. And I have to say, like, I'm very blessed that my parents are incredibly hardworking people and they raised us to be very ambitious, hardworking people. And yet, you know, we always had to help around the house. But my parents always said to us, your job when you're teenagers is to, your job is to be in school, to be a student. And we want to help you and support you in that job. But that's your primary job. And the helping around the house was, I think, more chinuch than actual help. Meaning it was, you had to give an hour for Shabbat. You had to make your bed. You had to clean up because you don't just leave your plate at the table. You pick up your plate and you put it in the sink because it's not respectful to leave your plate. But I never personally had the responsibility to make dinner or to clean up and wash dishes. I did it when I had the time because I wanted to be kind and it was chesed. But there was an understanding that my responsibility as a student was to succeed in school and to do well in school, and that I had time. And I'm just sharing my own personal experience, and I know that all of my siblings in many ways became very successful in their own way people, but they were all given almost the gift of being kids, meaning there's a time to be a kid and there's a time to be an adult. And my parents always said to us, now's your time to be a kid. We want you to learn responsibility. We don't want you to be spoiled. But it's my job to be a parent, and it's your job to be a kid. And to be a kid, it also means to strive, to achieve, to be successful, to do. And I think that that's important. And I think it's an important message of how can we support our girls in helping them strive and succeed and helping them achieve their dreams and their hopes and feeling and their self-confidence and all those hopes and dreams that we set up in the beginning. So we actually asked this question to our girls. How can your parents better support you? Because sometimes it's like I can come up with something. Well, the question is, what do they have? And they said the following. Number one, I think they want their parents to know that grades don't define us. I want to even comment on that, which is I don't believe that our girls feel that when it comes to grades, that it means that grades don't matter. I think, Baruch Hashem, every single girl in this school knows that grades matter, and all of our girls are working hard to achieve. It's just that if they work hard and this is where they get, the question is, how do we help them push to their limits, but not that therefore we're defining them by the B, the C, the D, the A, whatever the letter is. Nobody's a letter. They're a person. And I think that that's very powerful. Letting them go to sleep later, okay, that's what the girls say. I would counter. I'm a parent and I just want to comment that, I have to be careful because my kids listen to all my speeches. But my kids go to sleep late and I have a hard time with it. I just want to name that. I think teenagers have a different biological clock. I think, and I struggle with it too. So I'm actually not giving parenting advice here. What I would say to the girls is if you're asking to go to sleep later, I think you have to have the responsibility that you get your stuff done, that you're achieving in school, and that you wake up in the morning and go to where you need to go to in the morning. If you don't have that responsibility, then I think it's your parents' job to help regulate that. If you can show that responsibility, then maybe your parents can give you a little bit of latitude and help you with that autonomy. So that part, I'm just responding and giving some advice on that. Don't pressure us as much at home. Everywhere I go, the only thing I feel people view me as is my grades. It's frustrating enough to get a bad grade, and when they dwell on it, it makes me dwell on it too. It's just a comment. Talk to me about why they are going through and try to be understanding. If I need to come to a compromise or a solution on certain things like chores, that we should come to a compromise. Again, this is their writing. I cut and pasted. But I think the message here is that if it's a conversation as opposed to a demand. Be proud of us no matter what. I think that that's very important, and I think we need to say it sometimes. The idea that we're really proud of our kids, and I think our girls need to hear it. Give less responsibilities and expectations at home during hectic time so that we could spend more time on schoolwork. And I think understanding the pressure that girls have and help with homework if needed. So I'm sharing. Okay, any comments on this? What? This is a parent-student. Yeah. So I'm giving you the opportunity. Parents, go ahead. Parents, you have the opportunity to voice what you think. And I think it's important. Is there anything that you disagree with? Is there any reaction? How do you feel about this? Is this something that you feel like you could do? Everything should be balanced. Okay?
I feel like sometimes parents have too much expectations, assuming they're teenagers, they could do it. However, teenagers have so much responsibility with school, and it's hard to manage chores and schoolwork. That's why
right.
chores should be one Sunday and Shabbat.
Right.
During the week, as you said, basic things, making the bed,
right.
food for themselves, as long as they can take care of themselves, it's good enough, you know?
So I think every family needs to create their own systems, meaning I'm not dictating systems. All I'm trying to do is help open lines of communication, meaning I think the overwhelming theme that came up in our school from our girls is that they feel incredibly pressured between and pulled between trying to be respectful at home and listen to their parents. And I think this is coming from a place of incredible good, meaning the girls want to help out at home. Otherwise, if they didn't want to help, they'd be fighting, right? They want to help out at home. They also want to do their schoolwork, and they're pulled in that tug of war. And I think that the question is, you know, maybe there's a way of coming to a place of just better understanding and better compromise and better talk and responsibility, and recognizing that our primary goal is to help our girls achieve their goals and their dreams and their expectations. Yes.
So for like letting us go to sleep later, we're asking that because like there's not enough like time in the day to do everything we have to do.
Yeah.
We get home at like 6.
Yeah.
Or, like 6:30, and like there's like it's not humanly possible to do like all the amount of homework that we
right.
have.
Right.
Sometimes I don't even finish my homework, so
right.
I have to go to sleep.
Right.
So.
And also sometimes your brain needs to relax. Right.
So
right.
So
yeah.
Comment on that. Maybe there should be a balance with among teachers. You know, how much work are they providing on
right.
a nightly basis?
Right.
You know, because the teenagers are going through challenges. So
right.
There should be
right.
a balance in home, school, work, and
right.
relax.
Right. Right.
So
that's good feedback too, right? It is. It is. And that's where the balance is. And there's no, I think it's important to understand that there are classes where they need homework. And also, I do think it's very important for parents to realize that not every week is the same in school. Understand that there's a calendar and there's a grading period. Okay, so what happens is this week is going to be calm. You know why? Because grades were due last week. So because grades were due this Monday, because grades were due this morning or on Monday morning, that means all the tests were given so that grades could be due. So now there's going to be about a week and a half to 2 weeks where it's going to be quiet. In 2 weeks' time, it's going to build up again. And there's going to be a lot of tests. And then it's going to be a little quieter. There's a cycle. The week before Pesach, the week before Regents is going to be crazy. In May, 2 weeks before the APs, if you have junior students or sophomore students, 10th grade girls or 11th grade girls who are taking APs, do not expect to see your daughters. If they are responsible, they will be holed up studying, and they should be because they're taking college-level classes in high school. So we are accelerating their schedule, and we're doing that in a way that we want them to do that, but understanding the cycle knows that they're going to emerge from their rooms when they're done with the tests, but let them have their space when they have those tests. So it's like you don't poke the bear when they're really stressed. Give them the space, and then they'll come back out. And girls, you need to know that your parents and family miss you. So when you're done with your studying, you got to come out and smile and say hello to everyone because they miss you. Okay, just to kind of move because there's so much to say. Yes. No. Okay, just because there's so much to share and we have more survey questions. In what ways are you proud of your daughter? So your girls said that you'd like to hear a little bit about how your parents are proud of you. Well, guess what? We asked your parents. And they have lots of different ways that they're proud of you. But overall, I would say they're very, very proud of you in every way. Fed in the middle, in every single way. We're proud of her growth and hard work, the fact that she's responsible, diligent, studious, independent, self-motivated. She puts a lot of effort into growing spiritually and to do well in her secular studies. She's growing every day spiritually, emotionally, academically, and socially. And she's learning time management skills, which are important life skills. She's the most kindest, helpful, quickest, and thoughtful people I know. I can't believe sometimes that she's my daughter. Wow, how nice. That was nice. She's becoming responsible and looking to grow in all areas. We're proud of her maturity and slowly opening up herself. She's proud of her connection with Hashem, her academics, her good friends. Overall, she's becoming a delightful young lady. And she's not shy and she's determined. These are beautiful ways. And now we even turn this and say, guess what, parents? Don't get scared. There are a lot of things that the girls love about school. And I think they are really happy about school. And what we ask them is, what do you love about school? And I didn't give you all of them. That you want your parents to know. The hype and the fun for Chagigas, the open house, my friends meeting new girls, bringing us to events or bringing people to help us with our future, the friends. And if you notice that your daughters are on the phone a lot or on the computer a lot or talking a lot, that's great. It's wonderful. They love their friends. It's a home away from home. It's a happy space. I love our retreats and our Shabbatons. They're made for learning, growth, and inspiration. When we come back, we're always refreshed and revived. Okay, so for all of you that see your parent, your daughters when they come home from these things exhausted, it's because they stayed up all night talking to their friends. They had a wonderful time. It's okay that they're exhausted. So they say they come back refreshed and revived. I think we all know that's not true. They come back, their neshama is refreshed and revived. They are physically exhausted and sometimes even bone tired. We learn powerful teamwork, and we come back feeling more spiritually connected than before. And, of course, a big thank you to the parents. Oh, look at that, a shout-out, for trusting our school and allowing us to go on these beautiful growth experiences. I like events and kumzitzes, and it helps me grow spiritually. Oh, look, somebody likes my speeches. How cute. And the fun events we have, and everything is so inspiring. Okay, so what do you want your daughter to know about her years in high school? And I think this is like now kind of pulling it full circle, which is at the end of the day, high school is an incredible experience. It's an experience that is really going to set you up for the next 4 years of your life. So high school will prepare her for the real world. Everything that's pertaining to real life experiences. So we want her to work hard, to enjoy these years, and it's a time for learning and for discovery. We want her to learn how to properly serve Hashem, to have great midot, and to have an understanding that challenges make us stronger people. And we need to learn and grow from challenges in life, to develop a strong spiritual foundation. High school years are years of personal growth and building friendship, to be honest, God-fearing, and how to be able to survive this world. High school is a time where she's evolving and learning valuable relationships between adults and her peers, and she's exploring her strengths and weaknesses and trying best to overcome her challenges. She has amazing role models for guidance and support. And I like this one to close. How lucky she is to get her great foundation for life. YSE offers amazing hands-on activities that teach our girls life skills. And what I would say is, this is really an incredible place. And the goal tonight, where each and every one of you came, and thank you all for coming. So I would say to all of our girls, look at your parents, turn to them, and say thank you. Thank you for coming. Thank you for supporting you. Thank you for sending you to a beautiful school. Thank you for all of the hard work and for listening and for everything that they do and for coming out late at night and for supporting you in everything. And it is our hope that with real partnership that your parents continue to support your growth because they love you very, very much and hope to help you achieve your true life's dreams. So thank you. And I want to give you one quick bracha in this week's parasha. When they finished building the Mishkan, it says that when they finished building the Mishkan, Moshe turns to Klal Yisrael and it says, Vayivarech otam. Moshe gave him a bracha. And the Rashi says, what's the bracha? Yehi ratzon shetishrash shechina biyadechem, that the Shekhinah should rest in what you do. And I think that that is our goal for each and every one of you, and I know it's your parents' goals, that Yehi Ratzon should be the goal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Hashem should give you the Siyata Deshmaya, should help you with all of your tests and all of your goals, that you should have Shekhinah that comes down into our school, and Ezrat Hashem, into all of your future homes, and you should have Hatzlacha in everything that you do. Thank you so much for coming tonight. Thank you.